What if I told you that you're a conspiracy theorist? Before you protest, consider this. When you suspect your colleague took credit for your idea, when you wonder if that random price increase was strategically timed, or when you question whether that news story is telling the whole truth, you're engaging in conspiracy thinking. We all do it. Our brains are wired for suspicion, pattern detection, and intention seeking. This isn't a bug in our mental programming, it's a feature. The real question isn't whether we think conspiratorially, but why we can't help ourselves, and what happens when this natural tendency spirals into elaborate theories about shape-shifting reptilians or faked moon landings. Picture a courtroom where the jury consists of 100 billion neurons, each casting votes without your conscious knowledge. That's your brain, a biological parliament making decisions, forming judgments, and shaping perceptions, while you, the conscious you, merely observe the final verdict and claim credit for the outcome. We like to believe we're rational agents carefully weighing evidence, but psychological research reveals a humbling truth. Consciousness is just a tiny passenger on a massive ship, taking credit for a journey engineered by processes we barely understand. Dutch researchers found that people made to feel uncertain were more likely to see patterns in random visual noise, unless they first tidied a messy desk. Physical order satisfied their psychological need for structure, reducing their tendency to find imaginary patterns. Even font legibility matters. Conspiracy theories presented in clear, readable fonts were rated more believable than identical theories in difficult-to-read fonts. None of the participants realized these subtle factors were influencing their judgments. This is the conspiracy in our minds, not a plot by shadowy elites, but the hidden workings of our own cognitive machinery. When Rome burned in 64 CE, Emperor Nero was 36 miles away. He rushed back, organized relief efforts, and opened his gardens to the displaced. Yet rumors immediately blamed him. To deflect suspicion, Nero scapegoated Christians, who were tortured and executed. Conspiracy theories aren't products of the internet age. They're as old as civilization itself. The modern template emerged with the Illuminati panic. In 1776, Adam Weishaupt founded a secret society inspired by Enlightenment ideals. Though it disbanded by 1785, authors later claimed it had orchestrated the French Revolution. Its actual influence? Negligible. Its legendary power? Immense and enduring. The most dangerous conspiracy theory in history was the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, a fabricated document claiming a Jewish plot for world domination. Thoroughly debunked as plagiarized forgery by 1921, it became the second most circulated book after the Bible by 1939. Hitler embraced it in Mein Kampf, transforming this fictional conspiracy into a warrant for genocide that killed 6 million Jews. In 1922, German Foreign Minister Walther Rathenau was assassinated by young men who believed he was an Elder of Zion. After Hitler became chancellor, he erected a monument to the killers. Conspiracy theories aren't just quirky beliefs. They reshape history in blood. This pattern repeats throughout history. Anders Breivik killed 77 people believing in an Islamic conspiracy against Western civilization. Timothy McVeigh bombed Oklahoma City's federal building, killing 168 people, including 19 children, driven by conspiracy theories about government tyranny. Medical conspiracy theories prove equally lethal. When Britain passed compulsory vaccination laws in the 1850s-60s, anti-vaccination movements won exemptions that triggered renewed smallpox outbreaks. Today, conspiracy theories linking vaccines to autism, based on fraudulent research, have decreased vaccination rates and revived measles. Australian author Stephanie Messenger published a children's book teaching that vaccines are ineffective potions pushed by people with vested interests. The title echoes Roald Dahl's George's Marvelous Medicine, tragically ironic since Dahl's daughter died from measles encephalitis, leading him to plead with parents to accept immunization. Even seemingly harmless conspiracy theories carry costs. Research shows exposure reduces civic engagement. People who watched Oliver Stone's conspiratorial JFK film were less likely to vote or volunteer afterward. The real tragedy? Conspiracy theorists' passion and organizational energy could address genuine problems, documented incompetence, actual corruption, real injustices, but instead gets misdirected toward imagined plots. Real conspiracies happen constantly. Corporate fraud, political cover-ups, criminal plots. Yet not all theories earn the conspiracy theory label. What makes the difference? Conspiracy theories operate with unassailable logic, where nothing can disprove the conspiracy. Each debunking becomes disinformation. Evidence against the conspiracy becomes evidence of conspiracy. Heads I win, tails you lose. After Sandy Hook, Alex Jones tweeted #falseflag within an hour. To conspiracy theorists, such events aren't isolated incidents, but connected false flag operations plotting to revoke Second Amendment rights. Research shows belief in one conspiracy theory correlates strongly with belief in others, even contradictory ones. People who believe bin Laden died years before the raid are more likely to simultaneously believe he's still alive. These contradictory beliefs share one factor: general suspicion that authorities are hiding something important. Historian Richard Hofstadter characterized conspiracy thinking as the paranoid style, a distorted worldview afflicting only a modest minority. He was wrong. Opinion polls showed 10 to 30% of Americans believe theories about 9/11, Princess Diana's death, and vaccine safety. For JFK's assassination, conspiracy theorists represent the majority. Overall, 63% of Americans believe at least one political conspiracy, and 50% accept at least one medical conspiracy. America's political establishment has consistently embraced conspiracy theories, from George Washington's belief in the Illuminati to Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson's warnings about invisible governments. Conspiracy thinking stems from everyday suspicion we all experience. Psychologist Daniel Freeman found over 3/4 of college students have paranoid thoughts weekly. When our sense of control is threatened, we become more paranoid through compensatory control. If we can't be in control, we settle for thinking someone else's. Identifiable enemies beat facing random chaos because they can potentially be understood or thwarted. Mild paranoia serves as the mind's early warning system, a form of prudent paranoia that can be intelligent strategy. The challenge lies in distinguishing healthy suspicion from unwarranted perception of sinister intent. For racial minorities in America, particularly African Americans who experienced horrors like the Tuskegee study, where researchers observed untreated syphilis in Black men for 40 years, higher acceptance of conspiracy theories isn't irrational, but tragically reasonable. Given revelations about FBI spying and NSA surveillance, some paranoia seems justified. Our pattern-seeking brain enables creative thinking and scientific discovery, but sometimes leads us to connect unrelated dots, especially when faced with incongruity, like kings struck down by peasants, where we instinctively search for explanations matching the magnitude of the outcome. David Icke, former BBC sports presenter turned conspiracy theorist, claims interdimensional reptilian aliens called Archons secretly rule the world. Exposing these forces, he promises, will break their spell and free humanity. From Gilgamesh to Harry Potter, we're drawn to heroes confronting powerful evil. Studies show 3/4 of people instinctively support underdogs in sports. When conspiracy theories cast believers as heroic underdogs battling Big Pharma or the New World Order, they tap into our deepest narrative instincts. The best conspiracy theories feature classic underdog narratives: formidable enemies with one fatal weakness. Expose it. Our brains react physically to perceived injustice, activating pain centers when faced with unfairness. Fiction exploits this with morally unambiguous villains, black hats, metal masks, names like Dr. Doom. This reflects the myth of pure evil, our tendency to see others' misdeeds as inherent badness while rationalizing our own as circumstantial. Those who agreed politics is ultimately a struggle between good and evil were significantly more likely to endorse conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories deliver the moral clarity we crave. We all search for meaning through religion, conspiracy theories, or debunking them. The uncomfortable truth? There's no us versus them. Conspiracy thinking is universal because it stems from how human minds work. What do we do with our suspicious minds? First, recognize conspiracy thinking isn't a disease afflicting them. It's a feature of human cognition. Second, channel skepticism toward documented injustices rather than imagined plots. Third, remember the most dangerous conspiracy isn't what they're hiding. It's the one your brain runs without your knowledge, filling gaps with patterns that feel true but may be fiction. As Benjamin Franklin observed, "So convenient a thing is it to be a reasonable creature, since it enables us to find or make a reason for everything one has a mind to." The question isn't whether you'll think conspiratorially, you will. It's whether you'll recognize when you're doing it and choose wisdom over certainty.